Zavim chapter 3 Mishnah 2, Megifin or Poischin, if they were opening or closing the door together, a door together, a Zav and a pure person, then they will be impure, right? Because the one will be pushing at some point, the other one will be pushing against him. It will come out that they're leaning on each other, and they don't have to be touching to be leaning, so they can't open and close the door together. The Chachamim, and the Rabbi say, Ad Shia Zeh Megif Zeh Poischach. You have to know that the one's closing and the other's opening in different directions. You have to know that, yeah.
They're both doing it together.
So it's almost like the rabbis are being strict in the sense that you have to, only in this scenario will you know that they're definitely, you know, working counter against each other, but not just if they stump opening or closing the door. Malin ze is them in a bor. If they're pulling each other, one's pulling the other up out of a well by a rope, right? So then the guy hanging on is going to be leaning, or what's it hanging on the guy pulling him up. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Shiatar Male Esatame Mafshilin. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only if the one who is pure is pulling out the impure one. Means the pure guy is at the top and he's pulling the Zav out the bottom. But again, we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Mafshilin Bechavalin, if they're twisting ropes together, then they will become impure. They're twisting the ropes against each. The Chomim Arum Ad Shi Yizeh Moshech Holech Vizeh Moshech Holech. So the Chachamim say, no, they'll only be impure if you know this one's pulling the one way and the other one's pulling the other way. Until you know that, we don't say that they're impure. Orgim, if they're weaving, bain be'omdim, bain be'yoshvim, if they're sitting or standing, or tocha'anin, or they're grinding, in all of these cases, they're doing these activities together, we will assume that the guy became impure. Rabbi Shimon matar b'chulan, Rabbi Shimon says, no, they're pure in all of these cases. Chutz min ha-tochanin b'rechaim shel yad. Except in a case where they're grinding with a handmill. That's when Rabbi Shimon would say that they are impure, but the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Shimon. Porkin min ha-chamor, if they are unloading a donkey together, or to'anin, or they're loading the donkey together. Bizman shem masam kaved, at the time that the load is heavy, they're lifting a heavy load together, tamein. Again, they will become tamei. Bizman shem masam kal, but when the load is light, torin, we'll assume that they are pure. Bekulan torin livnei haknesis. In all of these cases, they are pure for members of the synagogue, meaning people who eat chulin food, non-holy food, right? So these people, if they get involved in one of these cases, we'll say that they are still pure, because we don't know for sure what exactly went on there. So we'll be lenient if they're people who are eating normal food, we'll allow them that leniency. But by rabbinic law, they'll be only impure for truma. They'll be impure for truma by rabbinic law.